is conditional use number 2497, Bethany Court Ventures LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwellings, which is 6 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.28 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Coastal Highway with 1, approximately 0.19 mile north of the intersection of Coastal Highway and Indian Harbor Villas Drive. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 5, Parcel 4.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of ordinance number 1864, which is dated 25th of July 2006, and I would note that we have received 0 comments. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you, and the chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Good afternoon. For the record, I am Jim Fuquay. I represent the applicant, Bethany Court Ventures, LLC. With me is Jason Palkowitz from Solutions, IPEM, and Ed Linnae from Environmental Resources. There was an exhibit book submitted for the record, which I think you have copies of. As was stated, this is a conditional use application for 6 multifamily residential units, and they would be detached single-family condominiums. The site is located on the east side of Route 1. It contains 1.28 acres. It borders the Delaware State Park lands. The 3R's parking lot is just to the north of the site, and the beach itself is to the east of the site. If you could put up the aerial map, Jamie. Blow it up a little bit. The Indian Harbor Villas townhouse development is to the south of the site. And the Cove subdivision and the villas at Beach Cove townhouses are to the west of the site on the other side of Route 1, which you can just see at the bottom of the aerial photo. As you will recall, this property has an unusual history. The applicant appeared before the commission back in December, requesting a determination as to whether a prior conditional use approval was still valid. The prior approval was conditional use 1639. That actually had been approved in July of 2006. That was for 6 multifamily units, which would be single family detached units. The final site approval for that conditional use was granted in May of 2007. Site work and some improvements were begun, which included the DLDOT entrance approval and construction of the entrance and exit and the internal drive. There was installation of central sewer, central water, and storm water improvements, and there was approval of a DNREC dune crossing permit. About at that time, the commission made a determination that construction of that development was substantially underway. And also just about that same time, as you will recall, the Great Recession began, which pretty much shut everything down. In December of 2023, as I said, the determination as to the status of the CU was requested. And in January, the commission did determine that since no construction activity had occurred for well over 2 years, and it was more like 15 years, that the conditional use would be considered to be abandoned, that the approval would be considered expired, and a new conditional use application would be required. So this hearing today is on the new conditional use application for almost the identical use previously approved, 6 multifamily units, detached single-family condominiums. Jamie, you can put the site plan back up. Thank you. The only significant difference between today's application and the conditional use that had been approved prior was that the original conditional use had a swimming pool at the northern end of the site. That pool has been removed and replaced with a pavilion and a small park or gathering area and two additional parking spaces, which we believe is a more practical amenity for this size type of development. Central sewer will be provided by Sussex County. As I said, the sewer infrastructure has been installed and it will be upgraded as required. Central water will be provided by Sussex Shores Water Company. That infrastructure has also been installed and it will also be upgraded as required. The DelDOT approved entrance and exit has been constructed. It provides a right-in entrance from Route 1 and a right-out exit to Route 1. The interior drive there is in existence. It does need to be top coated, and that would be done when construction was completed. And again, if DelDOT requires any upgrades of that, they will be done. DelDOT service level evaluation stated that the traffic impact of the development would be diminutive. Stormwater management will comply with all applicable requirements. There will be a dune crossing to provide access from the site to the State Park Beach. A valid crossing permit, as I said, had been issued, but the precise location and type of crossing has not yet been formalized. So again, that will be updated as required. There are no wetlands located on the site. It's hard to see at that scale, but at the southern end of the site, there is a 10-foot wide landscape buffer along the southern boundary of the site, and that's the portion of the site that's adjacent to the Indian River Harbor's Villas property. I think I can't see it, to be honest with you, but I said a 10-foot landscape buffer. The six condominium buildings will be located as shown on the site plan. Each unit will have a two-car garage. Units 1 through 5, and that one is the one on the left or the north. Units 1 through 5 will also have one additional parking space located adjacent to the building, and that's that smaller dark rectangle you can see. And then unit 6 has two additional spaces in the driveway. At the northern end of the site, as I mentioned, there would be a gathering area that would consist of a covered pavilion. It's planned to have stairs to a viewing deck on the roof of the pavilion. There'd be a small landscape park area. Also, the mailboxes for the community would be located there. And as I said, there'd be two additional parking spaces located in that area. As to the proposed conditional uses compliance with the zoning ordinance and comp plan, the site is zoned MR, which is medium density residential. The purpose of the MR district is to provide medium density residential development in areas generally urban in character where central sewer and water is available. The comp plan designates the site as being in the coastal area. The plan states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the coastal area, including multifamily units, and that medium and higher density of 4 to 12 units per acre are appropriate in areas where central water and sewer are available, and the use is in character with the area. So the 6 units rough out to approximately 4.7 units per acre, and we believe that the proposed 6 units are in accordance with both the zoning ordinance and the comprehensive plan. The use is in character with the area. The Villas at Beach Cove on the west side of Route 1 is a multifamily development of 25 units, and that has a density of 12 units to the acre. Indian Harbor Villas, which is the development bordering the site on the south side, that's a multifamily unit. I'm sorry, a multifamily development of 32 units, and that has a density of 15.6 units per acre. And then just south of the Indian Harbor development is the Atlantic Watergate, multifamily development, which, you know, was one of the first developments built down in that area. And that has an approximate density of 12 units per acre. And as I previously stated, this use for the 6 multifamily units was previously approved by the county as conditional use 1639. I do have some proposed findings and conditions for your consideration. So for the reasons stated, the applicant requests your recommendation of approval subject to the conditions you deem appropriate, and that would conclude our presentation subject to your questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
Just one question for staff. The 10-foot wide landscape buffer, is that okay, or will that require a waiver?
So it's because it's conditional use, it can be controlled through conditions of approval, but it is less than what we'd normally suggest if someone came in with a whole new development from scratch.
That's all.
Yeah, and on a conditional use, that it's not mandatory to have on the under the
okay.
provision. It's not mandatory to have that buffer. You have the discretion
Great.
To require it at all.
Great.
So what
so
that would mean.
Basically proffered then.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay.
I had a question about the parking, and you already explained that, so I have no further questions.
Okay.
No questions for me. Thank you.
Butler?
No questions, sir.
White House?
None for me. Thank you.
Okay. Staff? Anything? Okay. Counselor?
Just a comment. When I was looking at the conditions of approval for the one from 2006, there was council must have put this on. Doesn't sound like one that, well, maybe the commission did, but there was a requirement for a construction fence just because of the location of this so that construction debris doesn't blow into the state park or the beach or neighboring properties, which is unusual, but this is also an unusual site. So I would just recommend, I didn't see that in the proposed conditions. That might be one to carry forward. So.
No objection to that.
Yeah,
good point,
that.
Council.
I think it's a good idea. Everybody's nodding their head. So. All right, then. Buquay, if you'll take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2497, Bethany Court Ventures, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2497? Okay. Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
No, sir.
No, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.